And as we've been hearing, the Chinese Premier Li Qiang is visiting Ireland today. China's second most powerful politician is due to meet the Taoiseach and President Michael D. Higgins. Last night, he arrived on a Boeing 747-8, which Dublin Airport has said is the largest passenger aircraft to land there in its 84-year history. Our political reporter Sandra Hurley will be following this visit. She joins us from Áras an Uachtaráin. Sandra, why is Li Qiang visiting Ireland and what will he be doing?
Well, Rachel, I'm here in the state reception room at Áras an Uachtaráin in the Phoenix Park, where the Chinese Premier Li Qiang is due in around 30 minutes' time to meet the President Michael D. Higgins and Sabina. But I suppose the big push on this trip is about spreading the message on trade and spreading the message that China is open for business. Ireland is the only stop in Europe, other than Davos yesterday, where the Chinese Premier is visiting. And his big message at the World Economic Forum yesterday was that China is growing. He stressed that it had grown, the economy had grown over the past year by over 5%, because there is concerns, of course, about the long-term growth prospects of the Chinese economy. There's worries also about business, about conducting business in China, about an increase in state regulation, raids on companies, and more favourable rules for state companies. So he's very much making that message, pushing that message in Europe at a time, of course, when the EU is changing its relationship with China. It is moving to this de-risking policy where it is reducing what it sees as an over-dependence on the Chinese economy. It's concerned about supply chains. We saw a big speech last year from the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. So that big message on trade seems to be the key point, really, of the visit.
China, though, is also facing several questions over its human rights record. Will the government be raising these?
Yes. Now, overall, this visit is pretty tightly controlled. There's going to be no questions from the media at this. And there's a really big contingent of Chinese state media travelling with the Premier. They'll be at these events today. But the Chinese Premier is meeting the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar this afternoon at Farm Lee. And a spokesperson for the Taoiseach said yesterday that the Taoiseach would be raising human rights with China. Of course, this is a massive concern around the treatment of the Uyghur population, people being pushed into forced labour camps, crackdowns in Taiwan and Hong Kong. But also on the agenda, we're told, will be global issues. Of course, the war in Ukraine, China seen as a key ally of Russia in its offensive in Ukraine. Also the ongoing war in Gaza. But then domestic issues having a role as well, of course. China is Ireland's fourth largest trading partner, but worries about the fact that last year there was a suspension of beef exports to China because there was an atypical case of BSE found. The Irish government will certainly be hoping to push for a resumption of beef exports there. So all of that on the agenda, we're told, in that meeting between Leo Varadkar and Li Qiang.
A busy few hours ahead. Sandra, thank you very much for that. And Sandra, as I said, following that debate, or that visit rather, throughout the day, that